Blog Talk Radio.
What you're going through, brothers and sisters, remember of God's goodness. But I tell you, whatever you're going through, just hold on.
Hold on, it'll be alright. Joy comes in the morning light. Hold on, just dry your eyes. be alright. It will be alright. Oh, hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. Whatever you're dealing with.
Challenges. I just wanted the world to know, just hold on. God doing his thing. Just hold on. You're included in this. So just hold on. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask that Pastor Bill should give us a word of prayer, and after we get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone, and Happy New Year's to everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for both of those selections. Amen, amen. God's goodness is running after us, and then hold on. Oh, I just love that. Amen. Thank you. That encouraged my soul. Amen. And the scriptures I like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter and the 28th verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And then over in Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 19th verse, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, that you have blessed us to see another day. Thanking you, Lord, for keeping us from danger seen and unseen. And dear Lord, we come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Father God, to encourage our hearts and continue to allow us to be in your word, Father God, that we may grow stronger, that we will be able to help others, Father God. Lord, teach us the truth. Allow your Holy Spirit to be in our hearts, Father God, and that your Holy Spirit will guide us. Lord, we ask that you will bless our pastor, continue to be with him and his family, Father God. Continue to heal those that stand in need of a healing, Father God. And Lord, be with all those that are going through and those who are bereaved. Lord, your word teaches us that you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And if we're going through any type of sickness, your word tells us by your stripes we are healed. So, Father God, we ask that you will bless those on our prayer list, and we ask that you will be with our Sister Ebony as well. Ask that you will touch her in her body, Father God. Lord, we know your word says you are healed. And we ask that you continue, Lord, to order our steps in your word and help us, Father God, to be the children you're calling for and receive this word in the lining of our heart. Bless our pastor. Bless all the listeners, those who are listening by internet, and continue to be with us all. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Okay. Listen, brothers and sisters, the Lord, he hadn't moved me off this yet, so hey, I got to say what he tell me to stay. So when I go back to, got to go back to 1 Timothy 6, and I got to go back to 1 Timothy 6. I got to be obedient to the Spirit, and that's where God got me at. And 1 Timothy 6. So y'all just bear with me here.
May God use you.
And there's some things that we're going to talk about. But since who all know, we got to start with truth, okay? And it's real important that you always keep that in mind. I don't care what you're going through or how you're going. Let truth be the first thing on your agenda. Do truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do truth. Doesn't matter. Do truth. God expect us to operate in truth. And get out of here. In 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy 6, hold on. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Without thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give be charged in the sight of God, who quickened all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession.
Mm-hmm.
That will be 7:13.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Run for your life from all this. Pursue a righteous life. A life of wonder, faith, love, steadiness, courtesy. Run hard and fast in your faith. Seize the eternal life, the life you were called to. the life you so fervently embrace in the presence of so many witnesses. I'm charging you before the life-giving God and before Christ, who took his stand before Pontius Pilate and didn't give in an inch. Command to the letter. Amen. And don't slack off. Amen.
Okay. So, we got to lay hold on eternal life. And brothers and sisters, it has to start with truth, okay? And I may just set the stage for what we're going to talk about this week, because we're going to talk about truth. And in John 17:17, he says, sanctify them through thy truth, not through wearing a hat, bonnet, long dresses. That's not how you get sanctified. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So the only way you can get sanctified with God is through truth. So that's going to be one of the things we're going to deal with. We got a bunch of scriptures to talk about truth. Because see, you got to always put truth first. And in order to put truth first, you got to put the word of God first. Would you like to read that out of the Messenger Bible, Pastor?
Yes,
John 17:17. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Make them holy, consecrated with truth. Your word is consecrating truth. Amen.
After we receive the knowledge of truth, what must one do in order to be sanctified by it? So we're going to deal with that. We're going to deal with some truths this week. You have to know, brothers and sisters, if you're going to deal with the eternal things, it's true, real truth, the truth, not a truth, not pertinent truth, not historical truth, but the truth. Because this is the only truth that's going to last beyond. And you start with Colossians 2 and 8. We're going to look at Colossians 2 and 8. I want you to see that. In Colossians 2 and 8. And then I'm going to tell y'all something else the Lord put in my spirit too when we're done with this. But I have to tell you, let me go to this scripture. In Colossians 2 and 8, he says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of man, after the remnants of the world, and not after Christ. Wow.
Wow. So, amen. From the Message Bible, watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to anything. Amen.
So you have to find yourself leaving these kind of folks alone, brothers and sisters, and listen to the Spirit. I was talking to somebody on yesterday. You'll never get the truth as long as you're trying to hear from man. Man don't have it. God has it. And guess what? He wants you to have it. But you have to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
He said he tell you to be well. See?
Yeah.
Be careful. Pay attention. That's a warning sign. Beware dogs. I'm looking for dogs. Mm-hmm. When I see a sign that says beware, I'm looking. My eyes buck wide open.
Amen.
But when he said beware of something, I'm looking for that. Yeah, I've turned my attention to whatever I was doing, it doesn't matter now. When I see that sign say, beware, oh man, believe me, if I was cooking, I'd stop cooking. If I'm driving, I'm going the other way.
Amen.
I know sometimes you go through Tennessee and Kentucky, it said, beware of falling rocks. Man, I can't get, man, I can't wait till I get past them signs.
Amen.
It's hard to keep my eyes on the road from looking up. And some of them look like they're about to break apart. You got to beware.
Yes. Amen.
Men and their religion. Because they have a way of doing some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They do it through philosophy. They have a way of misleading us, telling all these lies, a bunch of lies. So we may talk about that a little bit. Because see what they do, they make the word of God a non-effect because of their tradition. That's what the scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
Many folks have been delivered out of that mess because Satan put them in it. But since you don't want to go through this year of living on philosophy.
Amen.
Tradition. At some point, you can't break away from that. That tradition stuff. Get away from it.
Yeah.
God ain't pleased. It's almost like you serving another God. Because you don't know who God is. There's a God of this world. And you better know what the difference is. If you don't know, you need to learn. Don't think you got it right. Don't think it's been right all your life. Oh, I've been like this since I was a child. I could far less care. That's the way I was.
Mm-hmm.
That's just being stubborn. That's being lifted up in pride. Humble yourself. Do the first things first. Seek ye the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness.
Yeah.
That's God's vision, brothers and sisters. God's vision is that we become eternally ready. Are we yet eternally ready? He's already spoken. Now it's up to you to latch on to the spiritual thing. Get out of the flesh. We're trying to deal with God. That's why he said Jesus, so you can... He take care of the fleshly stuff so you can have a chance to deal with the spiritual thing. Hello, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
See, that's why he told Timothy to preach the word. Be instant in season and out. Because he know what we got to deal with. Reprove, rebuke, exalt with all longsuffering and doctrine. But so let me tell you what. It's time that we teach people the doctrine of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't go in there and study the word, you won't know what it is. But that's one of the things we're going to deal with. We're going to deal with the doctrine of Christ. We're going to deal with telling the truth in 22. The next thing the Lord has showed me, according to this scripture, brother and sister, there's a call on your life. And guess what? God calling is for everybody. The calling is into one body. The call, this call is on my life. This call is on my... No, God's calling everybody to become one. That's a calling.
Yes.
To edify, to build on. You read over there in Ephesians 4, you'll see... Every call from apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, the calling is the same. Now, I know men have messed it up, and he got, the deacon greater than this person, the pastor is greater than this person, and the teacher. Man, that's a bunch of garbage. We all called to do the same thing. To edify the body of Christ, to build it up.
Yes, we're going
to go out. Yes, we're going to witness and everything. But once they become part of the body of Christ, they need teachers. They need pastors. And we need to get a clear understanding of that. A pastor is not somebody who drives a big Cadillac or Lexus or whatever they're driving. That ain't who the pastor is. And that's another reason we may have to deal with the charge that Paul gave Timothy. See, the charge that Paul gave Timothy is rough. Baby, you ain't seen it. I mean, what he charged Timothy to do, we may have to get into that. But over there in 1 Corinthians 1:26, I may go through a bunch of these, but I want you to know what we've been called to do. And that word call, we're going to deal with that this week, because it's more of a military word, the call that's on our life. Like when they call you to duty, it used to be when they would call you to operate, to become a soldier, you didn't, there was no, I'm not going, I'm not coming right now, or this wrong, never. Now, they call you. Children, babies, and especially during wartime. So we're going to use that phrase call from a military perspective, where you've been commanded. We're not going to use that word call where I'm making a call to you on the phone and you got the option to reject. No, we're going to use it as a military, wherein you have to accept the call. You on your job.
Mm-hmm.
Your support officer is calling you and telling you we got an emergency down here. We're going to use it like the 911. When you call, somebody got to answer.
Amen.
That may not be true in all cities, but I'm going to tell you, it's a demand of you. But in 1 Corinthians, what I say, well, you know what? I like... verse 24 first. Then I'm going to read 26, and then, Pastor, you can read it all. But it says, but unto them which are called, both Jews, Greek, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God, for ye see your calling, brethren, how that many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, nor many nobles are called. So everybody, they ain't called. But those that are Christ's direction. Okay, Pastor.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Jews treat this like an anti-miracle, and Greeks pass it off as absurd. But to us who are personally called by God himself, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is God's ultimate miracle and wisdom, all wrapped up in one. And then verse 26, take a good look, friends, at who you were when you got called into this life. I don't see many of the brightest and the best among you, not many influential, not many from high society families. Isn't it obvious that God deliberately chose men and women that the culture overlooks and exploits and abuses, chose those nobodies to expose the hollow pretensions of the somebodies. Amen, amen.
So we're going to have to deal with our calling, brother and sister. Ephesians 4:4. It says, Ephesians, well, let me read the first verse, sir. The first verse says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, there's an urgency here, that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called. And the fourth verse says, there is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible, Ephesians 1. In the light of all this, here's what I want you to do. While I'm locked up here, a prisoner for the Master, I want you to get out there and walk, better yet, run, on the road God called you to travel. Amen. And the fourth verse, You were all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction, to stay together both outwardly and inwardly. You have one master, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules all, over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness. Amen.
And so you see, we were called to hold on to our eternal life. Once you get it, you're commanded to hold on. It's like an order. Mm-hmm. Don't let it go. Hold on tight. Grab that thing. And
Amen.
Some of the things that we are called to, brothers and sisters, just to show you, for instance, we're all called the same thing. We're called to righteousness. And we'll probably talk about that over there in Roma. We're called to goodness. We're all called to be good. We're all called to represent Christ. We're called to the mm-hmm. same faith. We're called to love. There's a calling on each and every one of our lives to love, even love those that can't love back. Now, that's when you get rough. When you start
Amen.
Loving those that won't love back, we was called to patience. Mm-hmm. We was called to meekness. God called us to meekness. Don't have
mm-hmm.
nothing to do with religion. And not least, or not last but least, our eternal purpose. Brothers and sisters, we got to get ready for this eternal journey. I know people don't want to hear that. They'd rather hear about, you know, how can I get another car? How can I get a home? They want to hear about the physical, tangible, lustful, worldly stuff. And there's nothing wrong with having a nice house, nice car. Even if you got a nice plane, I mean, it's good to have all that good stuff. But your call
mm-hmm.
is about your eternal life. That stuff going to vanish. It's going to flee.
Yeah.
That's what Paul was charging Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was charging Timothy. So we may deal with a little of that, too. Because, you know, you need to know that we're to teach sound doctrine. Nothing
mm-hmm.
but the word.
Amen. Yes.
That's what we've been called to do, is to preach sound doctrine, the doctrine of
yes.
Christ, okay? And we've been, there was something else I had written down that God, and well, maybe he'll just want me to share that on tomorrow. But I just wanted to give you all a little sample, a little something, what we're going to deal with this week. But it's all about getting eternally ready.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you have to get ready for whatever you get ready for, work, a game,
mm-hmm.
family, whatever you get ready, if you have to get your home ready, you have to get yourself ready. It's about getting ready
right.
for eternal life.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I'm looking forward to you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.